forgive accrual of unlawful presence for furloughed workers and student visa holders, and forgive extended absence for green card holders. Add flexibility to continue processing essential worker visas, including for healthcare workers and temporary farm workers. The request was signed by the Niskanen Center, a pro-migration group which recently posted a document saying that the total number of would-be legal immigrants working here who may lose status and have to depart because of the coronavirus crash would likely more than double to over a quarter of a million. In 2019, the center produced a list of priorities for immigration policy and excluded any ideas for protecting Americans' careers, pay, housing, or children. The Fortune 500 plea was favorably covered to foreign-born reporters at Mike Bloomberg's Bloomberg.com. The tech industry is crucial to supporting offices working remotely, helping doctors provide telehealth services, and keeping students learning at home, said Alex Burgos, Senior Vice President of Federal Policy and Government Relations at TechNet. "We've seen the administration extend tax filing deadlines," he said, "and similar flexibility in visa programs makes sense because no one here is at fault in any way." TechNet did not respond to questions from Breitbart News. The plea by Burgos at TechNet for flexibility, because no one here is at fault in any way, spotlights a key argument by business groups that no-fault rules in visa worker laws allow the wholesale suspension of the rules to help employers. But those no-fault rules were designed for fixing small-scale problems, not for bailing out the company's decades-old and economy-wide policy of replacing Americans with cheaper, compliant, and disposable foreign workers, said Lin. "We've got 26 million unemployed Americans. Why would we be concerned with foreign returning home when their visas or contracts have expired?" said Lin. The company's contractual promise was kept, and now an American will have an opportunity to fill that position, he said, adding these are just the forces that want cheap labor, who don't want there to be an opportunity for Americans to fill those positions. Follow Neil Monroe on Twitter at neilmonroedk, or email the author at monroe@breitbart.com.